Foreign News. I'm John Scott. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin meet Friday in Anchorage, Alaska. Former Trump Deputy National Security Advisor Victoria Coates says it makes sense for President Trump not to promise a major outcome from this summit.
I think what you're seeing is the president being very realistic. He's been very frustrated by Putin. He thought that, you know, building on the relationship they had in the first term, he might be able to get farther with Ukraine. Putin's been really obstreperous. I think he is bolstered, Putin is, by his relationship with China.
Coates, now with the Heritage Foundation, was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump promising severe consequences for Russia if no peace settlement is reached. Three sheriff's deputies who were shot while executing warrants in Southern Virginia were shaken up, but they're doing well. Bernie Bennett with a report.
Pennsylvania County Sheriff Michael Taylor said the warrants were for brandishing a firearm and trespassing. The deputies were also serving a protective order. Sheriff Taylor told reporters there was an hours-long standoff, but it ended peacefully and with the suspected shooter in custody. Republican Congressman John McGuire, who represents Virginia's 5th Congressional District, said in a post on X that his thoughts and prayers were with the deputies, and he also extended his thoughts and prayers to their families. Pittsville County is located along the state's southern border with North Carolina, about 98 miles northwest of Raleigh. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New sandbag-style barriers installed along a river in Alaska's capital city held back record levels of flooding and prevented widespread damage after an ice dam at the nearby Mendenhall Glacier released a massive amount of rainwater and snowmelt downstream. Some of the District of Columbia's homeless residents packing their belongings before an expected sweep to clear out remaining encampments around the nation's capital. All of this is part of President Trump's crackdown on crime. This is SRN News. Another fracture in the worldwide Anglican Communion.
The Anglican Church in Nigeria has cut off relations with the Anglican Church in Wales over its elevation of a lesbian to the office of bishop. The denomination is teetering on the brink of a global schism over issues having to do with homosexuality. The church in the West has embraced gay ordination and is moving toward approval of same-sex marriage. The church in Africa and other parts of the world says it will not do that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Jets quarterback Justin Fields says his Christian faith is helping him cope with the criticisms that come with playing the most important position in football at the highest level. Fields, who is the projected starter for the Jets this season, says, "I'm really getting closer to God. I'm reading the Bible every day, and I wish I would have started earlier." He says his faith helped him weather the various storms he's encountered in 4 years of playing pro ball. This is SRN News. YouTube will start testing a new age verification system in the U.S. using artificial intelligence to distinguish between adults and minors based on their viewing habits. The tests, scheduled to start today, initially affect a small portion of YouTube's U.S. audience, but could become more widespread. It's back to school time, and that could mean getting used to a different sleep routine.
Experts say it's worth easing kids back into a regular sleep pattern with the start of a new school year to get back on track. Those in the know recommend setting earlier bedtimes a week before the start of school or gradually going to bed 15 minutes earlier each night. Parents can adjust based on what works best for their children. Jason Walker reporting.
Fast food chain McDonald's Japan has canceled a Happy Meal campaign that came with Pokemon cards. The company apologized after resellers rushed to buy the meals, then discarded the food. More details at srnnews.com.